The problem with hip-hop today, especially rap, yeah, is that, one, we've forgotten the greats. We ain't respecting the guys who were before us. You know, it's more industrial music than actual hip-hop. You know, the guys who are on the streets representing and who had the flow and lyrics, you know. It just wasn't trash about money, cars, and bitches. You know, I had somebody who's creative with the lyrics, like in the 80s it was Rakim. You know, I take 7 MCs, put them in a line, and add 7 more brothers who think they can rhyme. Well, it will take 7 more before I go for mine. Now that 21 MCs that I put at the same time, easy does it, do it easy. That's what I'm doing. You know, his flow was simple, his lyrics were just out of this world, man. Yeah, then you had Cool Moe Dee. This guy was more technical, you know, just like a deadly venom. I got momentum and them sipping so deep up in them. When I flow, my flow will send them to the bathroom, check your denim, cause I got you sweating in them, you know. Then you had Lords of the Underground. Yeah, these guys were very armed. Especially my favorite song is Chief Rock, you know. Well, a boom, shock, la, I got the fragrance, the funk, phew, and it's smelling up the hip-hop. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, mixed a little of this, and now I got a rap. I'm the chief rocker, so I guess I am in charge. I'm freaky with the twist, so you're booming in your cars. I'm the one with the flow, on the grip like G.I. Joe. I snatch, I grab, and then I grab the dough, yeah? As in, yeah, the 90s was... just, you know, it was rolling in. This hip-hop was getting bigger by the 90s. You had Black Sheep, yeah? Well, one of my favorites, you know? Who's a black sheep? What's a black sheep? Even if we wanted to, the flock could not be weak. Watch me swing like this. Why should they swing it like that? Because, in fact, on me, it might not attract. Therefore, I ignore. Do as I feel inside. I live with me. I got my back. Hey. And you got Biggie, yeah? Biggie just came with a crazy flow. And then lyrics, which was simple, you know. Most people don't realize this girl's fat, yeah? And if you're trying to rap like Biggie and you're running out of breath, your technique is wrong, you know? I'm the dangerous, ain't too many can bang with us. Straight up weed, no angel dust, label us notorious, yeah? They are Tupac. Was very soulful, you know. That's why I don't respect anyone who's calling himself the new Tupac. You just keep his name out of your mouth, you know. Respect his lyrics, respect his flow, but you don't understand where he was from, because, you know, if you did, most people wouldn't be saying what they're saying in their songs, you know. Yeah, and there's a reason he got shot. It wasn't just a simple gang violence. That's bullshit. And, you know, the hip-hop world knows that, you know. As in, like, for example, yeah, this track had no cuss words in it. Letter to my unborn child. Yeah. Ever since my birth, I've been cursed since I'm born too wild. In case I never get to holler at my unborn child. Many things learned in prison. Blessed, still living, trying to earn every penny that I'm getting. And reminiscing since the beginning of my mission, when I was conceived and came to be in this position. My mama was a panther loud, single parent, but she proud when she witnessed baby boy rip a crowd, you know. And then the 2000s came and we had, you know, exploding now. This is the industry still led the black culture do what the black people do, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you had 50 Cent, The Game, Ludacris, Nelly of Country Grammar, by the way. I'm still a big fan of that album. And then you had EVE, yeah, Rough Riders, DMX. Yeah, the 2000s was great for music. Then the industry started deciding that they needed new cuts into the game. And these new cuts were being controlled. You can tell they're being controlled because they're all saying the same shit. They all rap the same way. You know, it's not like, for example, in the 2000s, you didn't have Ludacris sounding like Nelly or even sounding like DMX or EVE sounding like Missy Elliott. You, as in, they're all at the same era, but they all were dynamic. Yeah, you don't have Method Man yeah sounding like Papoose. You don't. Right now, the mumble rappers and all this shit, they all sound the same. And I had somebody trying to justify that shit on YouTube, and I won't name who they are, but you can't justify the shit we're getting right now as hip hop or rap. It does not represent the culture. It does not represent black people. Nobody talks like that anymore, as in ever. Yeah, the new kids, it's like they're all emo when they're listening to that hip hop. Yeah, so for this particular episode, that's one of the major issues. You need to respect the guys before. If you read the Bible before you get to the New Testament, you have to know about the Old Testament, you know what I'm saying? And to appreciate the New Testament, you need to appreciate the Old Testament. Yeah, and you have to be spiritual to listen to music, and hip-hop was spiritual. Right now it's just trash. We're all getting trash, you know what I'm saying? Even the new cats, they talking too much. Yeah, they're talking too much. People are living fast lives. Make your verses short. Yeah. And maybe we can bring it back. Maybe. Yeah, this is Pirate at the Gyms. And, you know, we're just talking hip-hop. That's what's up. Jah bless. Have a blessed week. Turn up the bass, check out my melody, hand out a cigar. I'm letting knowledge be born, and my name's the P-I-R-A-T-E, not like the MCs, I'm not on the list. That's what I'm saying, I drop science like a scientist. My melody's in a code, the very next episode. Have the mic often distorting, ready to explode. I keep the mic at Fahrenheit, freeze MCs and make them colder. The listener system is kicking like solar. As I memorize, advertise like a poet, keep it going when I'm flowing smooth enough. You know it, but rough. That's why the moral of my story I tell will be, nobody beats the P. Check out my melody. So, what's a textbook in hip-hop? Well, to me, I say a textbook is any verse, not a complete song. Any verse that you have loved, that's the keyword, you have loved and you found it's awesome. You have taken the time to write down the lyrics. And I suggest with pen and paper, yani pen and paper, yeah? And you have taken your time to memorize it. And now you've reached a point where you've recited it, yeah? To the point where you now listen to it in a much more technical manner, and you get to appreciate the different variations of how the words and the sentences are being said and how it diverges from one point to the other with this technique, you know? Now, to me, that's what a textbook is. So if you're going to study hip-hop, it's not about how many textbooks you have in your memory, but what's the quality of the textbooks you are reading. Like, you can be listening to a lot of textbook, music or rap, which lyrically may sound dope, but they ain't telling you nothing, yeah? And the technique is maybe shallow. Now, if you're starting up and you don't know like how to control your flow, I suggest you start with Rakim. That's today's textbook. Now, Rakim has uncomplicated the complicated, you know? Like, his style of writing is complicated, but you can understand what he's saying. It's not complicated. You understand? The things he's talking about is simple. If you listen to the verse I just rapped, it's from My Melody. That song is 50's favorite song. Yeah, as in Hate It or Love It, is like, my favorite rapper used to say, check out my melody. Yeah? And that's Rakim. And the song is called My Melody. Now, I researched that, and I came to listen to this song, and me, my favorite verse 1 was dope. But wait until I got to verse 4. I didn't even memorize like the beginning part. Yeah. I started somewhere down the line, like from MCs that wanna be best, they gonna get this. If they don't get from in front of, all they can go get is me a glass of more wet, a hard time, see producer, not a smooth poet. I take seven MCs, put them in a line, and add seven more brothers who think they can rhyme. Well, it will take seven more before I go for mine. Now there's 21 MCs head up at the same time. Easy does it, do it easy. That's what I'm doing. No fussing, no messing around, no chewing, no robbing or buying, biting. Why borrow? This law will stop trying, fighting to follow. My unusual style will confuse you a while. If I was water, I'd flow in the Nile. So many rhymes, you won't have time to go for yours. Just because of applause, I have to pause. Right after tonight is when I prepare to catch another sucker duck MC out there, cause my strategy has to be tragedy, catastrophe. And after this, you'll call me your majesty, my melody. So, now I want to talk to you about lyricists and freestylists, yeah? And I will quote a lot from the documentary Art of Rap by Ice-T. Throughout this period, I'll be doing a lot of hip hop recordings. And the Art of Rap has the rappers themselves tell you what they think about the craft. Yeah. And this is one thing which also was said by one of my favorite MCs, and his name is Tretch. And Eminem talks about him as one of his textbooks, especially the song Yoke the Joker. And he says a lot of rappers say they don't write their rhymes and they sound like it. You see, hip hop right now does not need freestylists. Yeah. And I don't freestyle personally. I don't even work on it as a craft. I do it like for fun, but it's not something I take seriously because lyricists is what I'm missing today. People who sit down and write their rhymes, and that will work much better. You'll be much more proud of what you have written down because you can recreate it, especially if it's really dope. You can have one freestyle moment which is really dope, but that was at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you end up going to memorize it, it's just as good as you have written it. You can freestyle then write it down. That's okay, but in terms of discipline, I prefer a lyricist, somebody who sits down and writes his rhymes. Yeah, write your rhymes. It makes you. Eminem writes his rhymes, you know what I'm saying? Tretch writes his rhymes. All the top artists write their rhymes, like even Snoop Dogg writes his rhymes. Yeah, he can freestyle, but also you see, he does it for fun. Yeah, when he's writing a proper song, those sitting down and writing, which has been done, you need to write your rhymes, you know? And for me, when I heard Microphone Fan by Rakim, that verse is long. Like, I didn't even bother studying the whole thing. Once again, I studied the best parts to me of the verse, yeah? You know, I was a fiend before I became a teen. I melt a microphone instead of cones of ice cream. Music orientated, so when hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzle, complicated. Cause I grabbed the mic and tried to say, yes, y'all, they tried to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool. Cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull the plug, then I jet back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one to diss the opposite, then ask if the brother's done. I get a craving like a fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette. Know what I mean? You see what I mean? That song is dope. Those rhymes are dope. Yeah, as in the structure uses to write those rhymes. You can't tell even what I'm talking about until you start writing your own rhymes. Yeah? So guys, go out there, write your rhymes, man. Study hard. Yeah? Just one step at a time. One verse at a time. Study a verse when you think you've got it, like you can perform it, not recite it, not recreate it. Like, you know, add your own attitude, move with it. You know what I'm saying? Like most rappers today, if you notice all the music videos of rappers, the hand gestures are the same because they're going per the beat. Do this without a beat. forget the beat. Yeah, totally forget the beat. If you sound good to yourself without the beat, when you're rapping this other person's rhyme, like you're like, hey, shit, I got this. I got this verse. This verse sounds dope when I'm saying it, and there's no beat. Yeah, and you can, you know, pull it up in front of your friends, you know, and if your home is, you know, and they feel it, you know, when girls will feel your flow, because, you know, like chicks move their necks. Yeah, and you will know you'll be having fun. When you've got it, you'll be having fun. So until next week, God bless, and let's love this craft called hip hop. All right, peace.